Next, we meet another candidate. This is Stephen McCleary. He is a Democrat. He is running to represent District 1 in the State House of Representatives, and he's joining us on the phone from Sisseton. Stephen McCleary, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Wonderful.
Give us a little bit of your background. Tell us a little bit about yourself first.
Well, I am, let's start with age. I'm 65 years old. We have farmed north of Sisseton all my life in the dairy business until about 13 years ago. We have a little over 1,000 acres. We grow corn, soybeans, oats, wheat, barley from time to time, quite a bit of alfalfa. We have a cow-calf operation now after the dairy business, and some prairie hay, and keep very active in the community activities and on boards and that type of a thing. So,
give me an idea of what you're, when you talk to your constituents, when you talk to people in the district, what sort of messages are they wanting to send to Pierre? What themes are you picking up on as you listen to voters?
Well, you know, I might say now that it's more of a transition period, I think, for us up in this district. We had the non-meandering water issue, you know, which was huge for up in my area, and then property taxes, of course, and roads. We're still getting a lot of feedback from individuals on roads, county and township roads, highways, not so much the bridges, although that's where you get into more of your expense, but possibly just not enough money coming back into the system for the county and township roads. And then you get, of course, we got the non-meandering water and the water issues. And I find it interesting, you know, being the age I am and gone through the drought of 76 and 88, and then we had the wet area, we're finding, I think, some of the water issues and the sportsman issues that we've had up in this area is that my conclusion is that the younger individuals that are the sportsmen who weren't aware of from 92 all the way to probably 2011 when we had those wet years, there no concept at all of what the water levels were in some of the lakes before this time. And now that we've receded, in places 5, 6, 7 feet, that's an issue yet for property owners and sportsmen. They're just not aware of individuals my age. Well, we know what the water levels were before, and now all of a sudden they're, well, gee, the water's down so bad, and, there's no fishing, and it's going to hurt the wildlife, and a little bit of a misconception there of years past, where we were. But that's still a huge issue up here. In this, you get into Webster, Butler, Lilly area, up in that, where all the lakes, have flooded, and they lost so many township roads and county roads underwater. So that still comes back, still got those issues. And health care. That's another one with the nursing homes.
Right. Do you find that, you've served two terms, is that right? You're seeking your third term now?
Yep.
That's a recurring theme for you, is that communication piece and just really helping people from across the state understand each other's issues and helping voters. How much of this is just about that education piece and that understanding piece, that listening piece, getting your arms around the issues?
Yeah, and that's huge. And, I'll kind of go back to the non-meandering water thing. I requested from the governor to be on that when it came out that they were going to have a committee and a summer study. I called and requested. This is my area. We have a huge, a huge area. And you're true, and it's true. We need to get their arms around that, but to have that communication and bring that to the sportsmen and, Aberdeen, Sioux Falls, Brookings, those areas where they come up here, to do their fishing and to do their hunting. They needed someone to, I think, sit down and realize, okay, this is the issue from the property side, and then I've got many, many businesses and, sportsmen businesses, you might say, lodges, that hunting shacks that people have, you got your motels, your hotels, gas stations, all suffered from that stretch of time there when everything was shut down. And I feel very reluctant, I guess, in a way to get upset with anybody, which is not my nature anyway, but to hear and sit down with both sides and try and get that camaraderie and cooperation between the two of them. We'll never find a solution for everybody, because you're going to have landowners and sportsmen and fishermen on both sides, you might say, that are never going to come to that consensus where it's just right for us. But I think we've gone a long, long ways, and I have to give the governor and, you know, the committee their due respect on getting what we did get done. And it wasn't a perfect bill, but it certainly represented all sides, and I'm glad to be a part of that. There was some issues that weren't very comfortable, but I was up for the challenge, and you got to listen to both sides.
Just, right.
I have more water here, you know, than what most people have, and take it now. I mean, you get down by Sioux Falls, Yankton, Vermilion, where they've got tons and tons of water, and you know, affecting the crops. That's kind of what we've been going through for the last 25 years up here. So it's interesting.
Some commiseration there to share together. Let's talk a little bit about rural health care and some of the challenges. Are there legislative solutions that you see need to be discussed in the upcoming session if voters send you back to Peer?
Well, and there is, and I've actually been, this summer, I've been in contact with the Secretary of Health and Human Services. I probably four or five times. Our nursing home here is to the point, you know, what are we going to do? You can't keep losing money year after year. I'm on a hospital clinic, now nursing home board. Our nursing home was given to us 2 or 3 years ago, free of charge, just given it to us because the previous owners couldn't make it. And now we're subsidizing that with a hospital. We need a vision. Somebody has to come up with a vision. I guess my proposal would be to let's juggle a few funds around from area to area, or, of course, now we've got the Amazon, you might say, the tax coming in. Can we use that type of a tax or, you know, to kind of help those nursing homes and health care?
You mean the potential of collecting more sales tax from online sales?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So perhaps there's an opportunity there to discuss.
Yep, I think there is, just to keep some of the nursing homes afloat. We've lost probably 8 or 10, I suppose, in the last year and a half. And, you know, who's going to take care of those individuals? And I'm in that age bracket, you know, where we're going to need that help. And the younger generation, they got their hands full, and it's a whole different economic outlook, you might say, for the next generation of what needs to be done. And that's one of the pivotal points, being on the hospital board,
right,
where you can see that, what do we need to do, and then you get into the preschool and daycare providers and on, so.
Interesting. Are there national issues that you think are impacting South Dakota, or, you know, what is one of, you know, the national issues that you think impacts the state the most, and is there anything that can be done at a state leadership level to sort of address that for South Dakotans? What are your thoughts there?
Well, you know, to be very honest with you, I don't, the health care issue, if you want to call it Obamacare or whatever, you know, that has in the past, but I'm actually a recipient of that. With a low income on the farm, that actually is a benefit for me. So I don't sense that that's a huge, you know, government problem handing me down. I mean, we're probably one of the reluctant individuals, you know, in this state, where we've got a balanced budget, we've got money on hand, the retirement group or that whole plan is well above anybody. We're using the top five, but I specifically don't see anything that's super hindering. The new farm bill, you know, might be some issues there.
Right.
Hemp production, that's one thing that's talked, you know, in Washington. That will affect us if we can pass that bill. But I don't see anything in my district that's hugely, you know, affected by some of the government stuff that's coming down right now.
As the FDA approved the first medication that had the CBD or the cannabidiol, you know, derivative in it, do you think that's another opportunity then to look at cannabis oil and hemp production in the state? Is there an appetite for that as, you know, changes happen on the national level?
There is, and that's a very good question. Thank you for that, for bringing that up. It is. I've sponsored and co-sponsored, I think, the cannabis bill 2 years ago. I thought maybe we could pass that. That's going to be huge, and then, of course, hemp production besides. The oil that we're probably talking about probably comes more from the marijuana plant, but if we can get that passed, I mean, to sit in a committee, as I did, Health and Human Services, and you see little children who have, you know, seizures anywhere from 70 to 100 a day, or maybe it's 40, and that can be reduced down to one or two, that gives that whole family, you know, living a brand new outlook on life. I mean, I think there's too many individuals, doesn't matter what party you're on, just don't realize the stress of what individuals go through by not having that accessible to them. So, yeah, to answer your question, that can be huge for passage here on the state level and the production of hemp, of course, and that's oils and lotions and, you know, making plastics and rope and everything else. So that that will be huge for the state if we can get that passed.
Stephen McCleary joined us on the phone from Sisseton area. He is running to represent District 1 in the State House of Representatives. And thank you so much for being here with us as we meet the candidates.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that offer to do that. And that's a great asset for the state of South Dakota. Thank you very much.